Yes, joining us in the studio is the legendary John Price of the John Price Law Firm. They are bringing more to the table. John Price, how are you?
Well, from the looks of my waistline, I'm taking a little more from the table here recently, but we're going to get on it there, critic, with a nice little diet here for the next month.
Very good. You're looking healthy and casual. You look good, actually.
You know, well, if I feel healthy and my doctor says I'm doing good, but and I've exercised, you know, all during the week. But
yes.
Hey, listen, I'm going to lose a few pounds. But so the month of May for me is going to be a diet month.
Okay.
But for everyone else out there, it's Motorcycle Awareness Month.
Yes.
Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month.
So. Now, I know you are a boater. Are you also the motorcycle rider?
I do not ride. You know, I like the jet ski and stuff, which is, you know, kind of similar in a way.
Yes.
But no, I'm not a rider, but I've represented riders and victims of motorcycle accidents for many years at the firm. You know, we're in our 31st year now, and it's been doing a long time. So I enjoy working on those cases, and you know, they can be challenging cases to a large extent. Because usually very often there's a bad injury involved.
Right. Yeah.
But what we have to do though is we have to overcome, and I hate to say this, but let's just be frank here and open about it. You know, there very often is a prejudice against motorcyclists. And for those of you drivers on the roadway who have that prejudice, I say shame on you. You know, because motorcyclists are entitled to all of the same.
You got
to
share the road.
You got to share the road. Yeah. They got all the same rights as any other motor vehicle operator, both for safety awareness for the motorcyclists and to overcome that factor. What my advice to just bikers would be, first of all, to take the steps necessary to show at the very beginning, if we ever have to go to court or something, that you are a safety awareness biker.
Okay.
And that you observe the rules of the road. And basically, it's all gear all the time is the best way to show that, you know, that you got your helmet, you got your jackets, you got your pants, your gloves, your boots with no laces. You know, all these things that are recommended for the bikers exhibit best safety.
You can't be riding around like Jack Nicholson in Easy Rider with just a football helmet on.
Now, in South Carolina, it's not required to wear your helmet.
Right.
But I think all of us, you know, we encourage people to wear their helmets.
Be smart.
But I'm not going to make a big political issue out
That's
of that
right.
and get on everybody's bad side this morning.
Charleston, where we both live, is where freedom and savings live, as I like to say. So, yes, make your own decisions, but we suggest wearing a helmet.
Well, and I went to North Charleston High School, so
yes.
I know exactly about the freedom that you're talking about there. And then we want to show that the other motorist, the at-fault driver, was the one who actually violated the rules of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Rules of the road apply to everybody, and they're the ones that violated the rules of the road. And, of course, we emphasize, too, the motorcyclists are entitled to the same protection as other motorists when it comes to lane changes, speeding, left turns, and so forth. And when you start envisioning the motorcyclist as being entitled only that little space of their bike, that's where you're making the misconception and the misperception. How about that? Have the misconception and misperception.
Yes.
Hey, that's pretty good. You like that, didn't you, critic?
I did. Those motorcycles will find your blind spot.
That's right. Yeah. And so you have to be aware from our side, from behind the wheels. So everybody be aware. It's Motorcycle Awareness Month, and it's going to be Biker Weeks coming up in Myrtle Beach and all these other places. So we're gonna see a lot of bikers over the month of May passing through Charleston. And heck, you know, they'll probably stay over for a few nights here.
Are you going up to Dirty Myrtle for Bike Week?
I don't go to Dirty Myrtle Bike Week, although I do have an office there. I will be there at some point during the week, but I'm not necessarily taking part in the festivities.
Also have the offices in Somerville and North Charleston.
That's correct. So we're working hard. And hey, if anybody ever needs us, we hope you don't. We don't wish any harm on anybody just so they have a case. But we'd be more than honored to work for you and be honored that you chose us. Go to our website, johnpricelawfirm.com, or give us a call at 800-868-HELP. That's 800-868-4357 right here in beautiful North Charleston, Somerville, and offices in Myrtle Beach also.
He is the legendary John Price of the John Price Law Firm, bringing more to the table, talking some motorcycles, looking good. And when are you going to make an appearance at Party at the Point? You are always so much fun when you come out to Party
at
the Point.
I missed the first one, but I'm coming out. You know, I always make it a habit to go to all of them,
and
I love it. It's a lot of fun, beautiful weather and music and friends and you know, and just the spirit of a 105.5 keeping everybody alive.
JohnPriceLawFirm.com. We will see you at Party at the Point this week. Give them a call. They will take care of all your legal needs. John Price, always a pleasure. And we will talk to you very, very soon.
And for accident advice, call John Price.
John Price on the Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.